Well, good morning. It is March the 26th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to continue pressing on through our chronological reading by picking up in the book of Joshua, chapter 12, verse 7, and we are going to read through chapter 15, verse 19. So let's get in the Word today. Picking up March 26th, 2024. We're going to start by reading about the kings that were defeated west of the Jordan in Joshua 12, 7 through 24. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel conquered on this side of the Jordan, on the west, from Baal-gad to the valley of Lebanon, as far as Mount Halak, and the ascent to Seir, which Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel as possession according to her divisions in the mountain countries, in the lowlands, in the Jordan plains, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the south, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the king of Jericho won, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, won, the king of Jerusalem won, the king of Hebron won, the king of Jarmuth won, the king of Lachish won, the king of Eglon won, the king of Gezer won, the king of Debir won, the king of Gedir won, the king of Hormah won, the king of Arad won, the king of Libna won, the king of Adullam won, the king of Makkedah won, the king of Bethel won, the king of Tapua won, the king of Hefer won, the king of Ipak won, the king of Lasharon won, the king of Madon won, the king of Hazor won, the king of Shimron, Meron won, the king of Aksaph won, the king of Tanakh won, the king of Medigo won, the king of Kadesh won, the king of Jokneam in Carmel won, the king of Dor in the heights of Dor won, the king of the people of Gilgal won, the people of Tirzah won, all the kings 31. The land yet to be conquered, Joshua 13:1-17. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remain very much land yet to be possessed. This is the land that still remains, all the territory of the Philistines and all that of the Gershites, from Sihor, which is east of Egypt, as far as the border of Ekron northward, which is counted as Canaanite. Five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, the Ashdodites, the Ashkenazites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avites, from the south, all the land of the Canaanites and the Merah that belongs to the Sidonians, as far as Aphek, to the border of the Amorites, to the land of the Gebelites, and all Lebanon towards the sunrise, from Baal-gad below Mount Hermon, as far as the entrance of Hamath, all the inhabitants of the mountains from Lebanon, as far as the brook Misharoth, and all the Sidonians that I will drive out from before the children of Israel, only divide it by lot to Israel as an inheritance, as I commanded you. Now, therefore, divide this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and half-tribe of Manasseh, the land divided east of the Jordan, Joshua 13:8-13, with the half-tribe of the Reubenites and the Gadites, with the other half-tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses had given them beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given them, from Aor, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the town that is in the midst of the ravine, and all the plains of Medeba, as far as Dibon, all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the children of Ammon, Gilead in the border of the Gershonites and the Maacathites, all of Mount Hermon and all of Bashan, all as far as Salcah, all the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei, who remained of the remnant of the giants, for Moses had defeated and cast out these. Nevertheless, the children of Israel did not drive out the Gershites or the Maacathites, but the Gershites and the Maacathites dwell among the Israelites until this day. An inheritance for the tribe of Levi, Joshua 13:14. Only to the tribe of Levi he had given no inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said to them. The land given to the tribe of Reuben, Joshua 13:15-23. And Moses had given to the tribe of the children of Reuben an inheritance according to their families. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the ravine, and all the plains of Medeba, Heshbon, and all the cities that are in the plain, Dibon, Bamoth, Baal, Beth, Baal, Maon, Jahaza, Kedemoth, Methephoth, Kiriath Jarim, Simma, the Zerath Shaha, on the mountain of the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jehemosh, all of these cities of the plains, and all the kingdoms of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelled in Heshbon, whom Moses had struck with the princes of Midian, Eve, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, who were princes of Sihon dwelling in the country. The children of Israel also killed with the swords Balaam, the son of Beor, the soothsayer, among those who were killed by them. And the border of the children of Reuben was the bank of the Jordan. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben, according to their families, the cities of their villages. The land given to the tribe of Gad, Joshua 13:24-28. Moses also had given an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the children of Gad, according to their families. Their territory was Jazer, and all of their cities of Gilead, and half the land of the Amorites as far as Aior, which is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpah and Betoim, and from Mahanaim to the border of Debir, and the valley of Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Sukkoth, and Zaphon, and the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan and as its border, as far as the edge of the Sea of Chinneroth, on the other side of the Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, according to their families, the cities and their villages. The land given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua 13:29-33. Moses also had given an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was for half the tribes of the children of Manasseh, according to their families. Their territory was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the cities of Og, king of Bashan, and all of the towns of Jair, which is in Bashan, 60 cities. Half of Gilead and Asheroth and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were of the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, the half-tribe of the children of Machir, according to their families. These are the areas which Moses had distributed as an inheritance in the plains of Moab on the other side of the Jordan by Jericho eastward. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he had said to them. The land divided west of the Jordan, Joshua 14:1-5. These are the areas which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed as an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses for the nine tribes and the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of the Jordan, but to the Levites he had given no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no part to the Levites in the land except cities to dwell in, with their common lands for their livestock and their property. As the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Caleb requests his land, Joshua 14:6-15. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephthunah, the Kenzanite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." And so Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke to this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old, as yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephthunah as an inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephthunah the Kenzanite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kiroth Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. The land given to the tribe of Judah, Joshua 15:1-12. This was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The border of Edom at the wilderness of Zin southward was the extreme southward border boundary, and their southern border began at the Sea of the Salt Sea, at the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. Then it went out to the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, passed along Zin, ascended to the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along to Hezron, went up to Arda, and went down to Karak. From there it passed through Asmon and went to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at sea. This shall be your southern border. And the east border was the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border of the northern quarter began at the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla and passed north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and it turned northward towards Gilgal, which is before the ascent of Adunim, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued towards the water of En Shemesh and ended at En Rogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the southern slope of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim northward. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Nephatoah and extended to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border went around to Bala, which is Kiriath Jearim. Then the border turned westward from Bala to Mount Seir to pass along to the side of Mount Jearim on the north, which is Cheshalon, went down to Beth Shemesh and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border went around to Shikron, passed along the mount to Mount Bala, and then extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was the coastline of the great city. This is the boundary of the children of Judah all around, according to their families. Land given to Caleb, Joshua 15:13-19. Now to Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a share among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, Sheshai, Ahiman, Talmai, and the children of Anak. Then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Formerly the name of Debir was Kiriath Sephir. And Caleb said, "He who attacks Kiriath Sephir and takes it to him, I will give Ashoth, my daughter, as wife." And so Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Ashok, his wife, as his daughter, as a wife. Now it was so, when she came to him, that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. And so she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" And she answered, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south. Give me also springs of water." And so he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Well, that was our reading today for March the 26th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. If you see somebody who hasn't been on daily Bible reading in a while, be sure to remind them that it is every day at 7 o'clock. And to jump back in, it doesn't matter about catching up. Just jump back in. It's about developing that discipline. It's like when you get off your diet, you know, you end up, you know, eating a bunch of cookies and you're like, you know, so I just give up. No, you don't do that. Jump back in and you start eating healthy that next day. So, whatever analogy, but anyway, thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction and I'll be sure to mark that down. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your goodness to us and your grace. And Lord, just as you were good to the Israelites then, Lord, you are still good to us, except in a much greater way. Lord, you didn't give us land and Lord, all of these physical blessings, but Lord, instead you gave us the greatest blessing that you could have given us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to honor him today, and so Lord, may we do that, Lord, starting with myself. We love you, and may he get all the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.